Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Super Bowl 54 is just 2 days away, and fans are already pouring into Miami, where preparations are in full swing, including Jennifer Lopez and Shakira rehearsing for their halftime show. Sunday's game will be the first time the Chiefs have made it this far since 1970, when they took on the Minnesota Vikings. The 49ers last appeared in a Super Bowl back in 2013 when they took on the Baltimore Ravens. It's the first time the Chiefs and the 49ers will battle each other for the coveted Super Bowl trophy. You can catch the broadcast on CBS. Pregame set for 12 noon, opening kickoff scheduled for 4:30 on Sunday. Emma Watts has just resigned as president of production at 20th Century Studios. Her existing creative team remains in place, and a new leader is expected to be named in the coming weeks. Disney reports there are no current changes to 20th Century Studios' development or release schedule. Among many other roles, Watts was the key executive in overseeing James Cameron's future Avatar movies, the first of which hits theaters on December 17, 2021. Of Watts' departure, movie giant Steven Spielberg said, "Emma is a studio executive in title, but a filmmaker at heart. Her support and willingness to take risks is what this business has always thrived on. I can't wait to see what Emma does next, and I'll work with her again on anything at any time." It's quite the praise from Steven Spielberg. And a black Texas teenager who was told his dreadlocks violate his high school's dress code is gaining the support of some celebrities, as well as $20,000 for college. 18-year-old DeAndre Arnold appeared on an episode of The Ellen Show that aired Wednesday, where host Ellen DeGeneres and singer Alicia Keys presented him with a check to go towards his college tuition. A check for $20,000. Arnold said he was barred from school and won't be allowed to attend his graduation ceremony after the school said his hairstyle violates the school's dress code. The district superintendent, Greg Poole, said there is no dress code policy that prohibits any cornrow or any other method of wearing of the hair. Our policy limits the length. It's been that way for 30 years. You think maybe it's time to change the policy? Just maybe? That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Will's Toyota on Shoshone Street and Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.